Welcome to Digital Ideas. I'm Mike Yeomans, and today I'm with Alcatel-Lucent's Peter Vetter from Bell Labs, and Michael Peters, who is the CTO of our wireline access business. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Hi, Mike. My pleasure.
Hi, very glad to be here.
So today we're going to talk about GreenTouch. And GreenTouch was formed in 2010 with the goal of creating the technologies needed to make communications networks 1,000 times more energy efficient than they are today. And if we want to put that number in perspective, 1,000-fold reduction is roughly equivalent to being able to power the world's communication networks, including the internet, for 3 years using the same amount of energy that it currently takes to run them for a single day. Quite the ambitious goal. So, Peter, how many member companies are now in the GreenTouch Consortium?
Well, since its creation, we have grown to something like 50 members in this research consortium. These 50 members are active in more than 25 research projects. So these research projects cover different areas that are organized in working groups. So we have a wireless working group, we have optical network working group, optical core switching and routing, and then also access networks.
And from what we hear, there's been significant progress since GreenTouch was launched 2 years ago. Peter, can you give us an update on the progress and the most recent developments?
Yeah, so most recently in the wireline access working group, we have made a breakthrough with a new fiber-to-the-home technology that improves the energy efficiency of the protocol electronics by more than an order of magnitude compared to today's technology. We realized that the protocols that are used today in GPON and in XGPON are not designed with energy efficiency in mind, and that actually 99% of the data is unnecessarily processed. So we realized this is a huge opportunity for improvement. We took a clean slate approach. We defined a new protocol, which we call bit interleaving POM, passive optical network. We've implemented this in hardware in FPGA, and we've implemented also the standard 10G POM in the same technology and compared it to. And what we show is more than 30x improvement in power efficiency. And this is comparing to implementing also the sleep mode, which is a solution that provides already energy efficiency improvements with compatible with standard GPON systems or XGPON systems.
So, Michael, let's talk about BiPON. I believe that's what you're calling it. Is it how is it relevant in the real world? And can you give us some examples?
Well, from my point of view, from the wireline business, it's clear we need as Alcatel-Lucent not just an awareness of eco-sustainability. So it's not just the BiPON that matters, it's the entire context that it creates, the awareness of sustainable telecoms and the full end-to-end view. If you look at the BiPON evolution, you'll see that there's a number of things in there. It contains something in the home at the end-user side. It contains sleep mode. And for us, the context is that the Alcatel-Lucent expertise on PON, which started with GPON way back, and meanwhile on GPON we've been able to improve our power consumption on per port basis with a factor of 2, going to higher and higher bandwidth. And as you might know, the dynamical power scales with the square of the speed. The importance of reducing that power also at the end user side becomes bigger and bigger, and that's where, in fact, the importance of BiPON, creating that context and making sure that people understand that also in the home there is still a substantial amount of power to be saved, that's the importance for BiPON for me, in fact.
So one more question for both of you. First of all, Michael, when people hear about innovation these days, I guess they usually think about wireless, but it sounds like even mature technologies like wireline are still innovating.
Well, that's an interesting point you make. If you actually look at the technology cycles and you look at wireless, I think depending on how you count, you could say we've had 4 or 5 generations of wireless. Now, if you look at the wireline side, you'll see that's pretty much the same. We've had 4 or 5 on copper DSL technologies, which we've been very much part of. And we've also had about four or five in passive optical network, in PON technologies. So I don't really think that the innovation in this space is related to the actual maturity of the technology, because the number of cycles is more or less the same. I'd rather think that right now there's this pendulum, which is admittedly very much in the mobile camp today. But personally, you can see already today that people are starting to realize that there is a convergence. There's an interface between mobile and wireline, and that's where a lot of the innovation, especially on power consumption within GreenTouch, will come from, and that's where I'm expecting most of the work in the coming years. So I don't really think you could say that one is more mature than the other and one has more innovation. I think it's pretty much the same. It's just a matter of perception.
Well, you know, they say that you learn something new every day, and I just learned something. And it's pretty early in the morning. Hey, Peter, your final thoughts?
Well, we are very excited about this result. I mean, there's energy efficiency improvement incremental through ASIC evolution, Moore's law. There is standard compatible solutions like sleep mode. But by rethinking the protocol, we were able to show more than an order of magnitude in improvement. And we save a couple of watts per subscriber, but and that doesn't seem a lot, but if you multiply that by the 150 million fiber to the home subscribers that are forecasted worldwide, this is the equivalent carbon footprint of 500,000 cars. So its impact is fairly significant. You're taking virtually all the cars of the city of San Francisco off the road.
Wow, interesting way to look at it. Peter, Michael, thanks a lot for joining us.
My pleasure.
And that was Peter Vetter from Bell Labs and Michael Peters, CTO of Wireline Access for Alcatel-Lucent. I'm Mike Yeomans. This is Digital Ideas, and thanks for listening.